Exodus, there are two very wonderful and important phrases. There is the phrase about hearts that are stirred, and there is the phrase about a willing spirit. In this story, God stirs the hearts of some of the people of Israel. God gives them a willing spirit to do what God wants them to do. That's always important. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, one of the great stewardship texts, the Apostle Paul reminds us that God doesn't want us to give reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. God loves willing hearts and spirits. And that's what's all about today in our story that takes us way back to the story of the Exodus, where the people of Israel who had been slaves in Egypt were freed by the Lord. You know the story how the Lord saved them at the Red Sea. God brought them into the wilderness, and there the people were. And things were all new. And in the wilderness, now a people, no longer slaves, God commands his people to build what is called a tabernacle. It was a giant movable tent. The people of Israel had no temple yet. It was a giant movable tent that they would take with them as they traveled through the wilderness. It's where they would worship the Lord. It's where the leaders of Israel would meet. But to do this, they had to build it. And in 1300 BC, there were no general contractors out in the Sinai wilderness advertising for business. So the people of Israel had to do the job themselves. They had to do the job of carving the wood. First, they had to find the wood in the wilderness. Then they had to carve the wood. They had to sew the beautiful screens and curtains of this tent and the wall that went around it. And they had to do the metalwork for all the instruments, including the Ark of the Covenant. And where did they get all the metal, the gold, the silver, and the copper to do this? Well, when the people of Israel left Egypt, the Egyptians were so thrilled to get rid of them that we're told earlier in the book of Exodus, the Egyptians actually gave them precious metals to take with them. Just go away and leave us alone, said the Egyptians. And now the people of Israel, they came with those precious metals and they gave them to the Lord to do the work of building the tabernacle and all that went into it. As it says in this wonderful verse from our lesson, and they came, everyone whose heart was stirred, and everyone whose spirit was willing. God also raised up craftsmen to do this work of building all of these things in the wilderness. And the two who are mentioned by name are Oholiab and Bezalel. These two individuals whom God chooses, and we're told in Exodus that God fills them up like you fill up a glass. God fills them up to do the work, and God gives them these specific gifts. God gives them the gift of the divine spirit. This is no ordinary work they are about to do. God's spirit will lead them in it. God gave them the skills they needed. The skills they needed to do all this amazing work to build the tabernacle and everything that is in it. God, we are told, gave them the intelligence to do this. And it takes intelligence to build and to create. And then God also gave them the knowledge of every kind of craft. Wide-ranging skills were needed to do this work. And you need to remember something about this story. These people were not craftsmen. They had been slaves. They had spent their entire lives stomping in mud, making bricks to build cities for the Egyptians. And now they are called to do this finely detailed work of carving, sewing, metalwork. God gave them the ability to do that. And he gave it to them not just as individuals, but he gave it to them for the common good of all the people. And so God raises up Bezalel and Oholiab and others, and they do the amazing metalwork of crafting the Ark of the Covenant and all the fine instruments and vessels that are used in the tabernacle. God gives them the gift of woodworking. I know we have some really talented woodworkers in our congregation. That amazing skill of creating beautiful things out of wood. The poles, the post, and everything else that went into the tabernacle. God gave them the gift to be able to sew. Here's this wonderful line. He filled them with skill to do every kind of work done by an artisan or by a designer or by an embroiderer in blue, purple, and crimson yarns and in fine linen or by a weaver, by any sort of artisan or skilled designer. God gave all of that to them. And not just that. But God enabled Bezalel and Oholiab to teach others to do it as well. They were not to do all this work themselves. It would take forever, but God gave them the gift so they could teach others the skills. We've all heard the line, many hands make light the work. And the people of Israel, in short order, with all these gifts and skills and all the teaching which the Lord had given them, they created this beautiful tabernacle which was with them all the time they were in the wilderness. Their efforts were kind of like the Three Musketeers, all for one and one for all. They learned the joy of working together as a people for a common good. Which brings us to what we're talking about today. A couple of weeks ago in one of my stewardship sermons, I used this beautiful phrase from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, where the Apostle Paul equates the Christian church to a human body. And he says, our work is to build up the body of Christ. And that's why today we take this time to share our time and our talents and our skills and our abilities to do the work of the Lord here at Grace Lutheran Church and through Grace Lutheran Church. And today is the day when each one of us has to consider, what am I going to do? What part will I play? How will I serve? How will I use the gifts which God has given me? And it is always a challenge and an invitation for us to take a step up that ladder from I won't do it to I want to do it to I'll try and do it to I did it. We are all called and encouraged to take those steps to do more and more. And so today you all have your time and talents. And if you haven't opened your packets, feel free to open them up right now. Don't fill them out yet. Not yet. Pastor has to preach the sermon first. But take them out. Because I'm going to take you through the time and talents sheets to show you the areas in which you could possibly serve here at Grace and to hold up a few where we really need people who can help out. How important it is to do that. I'll give you a couple of seconds here. I'm going to start on the front page. Ready? Here we go. We have worship ministry opportunities here at Grace. Psalm 100 tells us to make a joyful noise to the Lord. At Grace, we make beautiful music to the Lord. We are so blessed with our choir, with our praise team, with our handbells, with all these wonderful musical opportunities. And we encourage you. I have yet to know a choir director who has said, we got too many people. Okay, we don't need any more. No. We are always looking for people who can do those wonderful things to enhance our musical program. But there are other ways you can help serve in worship. You can read the lessons, just like Rhonda did. And she handled all those Old Testament names really well, didn't she? Pastor Heidi is working with some of our younger people at church to get them involved. And a couple of weeks ago, you were maybe at the service where little Avery Newell read the lesson, and she did an amazing job. We need folks who would like to help with communion, either serving communion as a communion assistant, or in preparing communion, getting the communion ready when we have it. Again, we need volunteers to do that. The wonderful bread you have the first Sunday of every month, if you're not aware, that is made by a high school boy who is doing it because his sister made it for 4 years. He's now making it, and when he's done, we already have a ninth grade girl who said, I will make the bread for the next several years. A wonderful way to serve the Lord. We have a welcome ministry here at Grace Lutheran Church because it's kind of nice to welcome people when they come to church. Out in our gathering area, we have our welcome desk, which you walk by all the time. We have doors. We have doors around our church. And we need people to welcome people. And to be a welcomer, you have to have a couple of skills. First, you have to have a hand, okay? A hand that can open a door. A hand that can shake a hand. A hand that can maybe hit the mouse on the computer at the welcome desk. A hand that can hand out a gift to someone who's visiting at Grace for the first time. And you need a smile. Because again, we want to do the best job possible we can of welcoming. If you have hands and a smile, perhaps that's something you would like to do. Fellowship ministries here at Grace. So many ways we can get to know one another, we can get to celebrate with one another. All those meals we have, the Pie Social coming up in just a couple of weeks, all wonderful fellowship opportunities. When you are done with worship today, you are going to go out in the fellowship hall, and you will find all kinds of amazing snacks and yummy coffee for you. You know what? We don't just pull that out of a hat. We have people who sign up on the time and talent sheets to help provide that. Perhaps that's something you can do as well. And today we even have the extra added goodies from the bake sale yesterday. Youth and family ministry is an area we are always looking for members to get involved with. Because at Grace, we are blessed to have a bunch of kids. How you hear Pastor Heidi and me say this all the time. How lucky we are to have a church that is filled with noisy children. Because the alternative is not very nice. We are looking for folks always who can help with our kids, who can help with Vacation Bible School, who can help with Sunday School, who can help with Vacation Bible School. We especially are always looking for folks who can work in our church nursery. A staff inviting church nursery is one of the top five things people look for when they come and are looking for a new church home. We are fortunate that we have this beautiful nursery, which if you're new to Grace, that used to be our church kitchen. And now we've made it into a beautiful, beautiful nursery. But we are always looking for nursery volunteers. We have a sign-up sheet out in the gathering area where we list the names of who's the volunteer for the day. We'd love to put your name on that list. And working in the nursery can be a really nice family activity. We have a number of families where with younger children, where they just work in the nursery as a family. It's a wonderful thing to do. Property. We have a very, very big building, 22,000 square feet, and all the property outside. We are always looking for folks who've got skills and talents to help us take care of our building. We are always in need of handymen and handy women. And I love this because those of you who know me well, you know I am the most unhandy guy in the world, okay? Karen's the one who gets the power tools, not me. She just rolls her eyes when I try and do anything. That's not a gift I have, but it's a gift a lot of you do have. And so you can just sign up on the time and talent. I can help with this, I can help with that. That is always important. We have started a little too early this year with this, unfortunately. And just so you know, at Grace, our sidewalks do not magically clean themselves. We did not put in heated sidewalks. We are always looking for volunteers who can come and clean the sidewalks when it snows. And to make the job easier, we even have a snow blower for you. But we need volunteers to help with that. That's another nice family activity. Our Christian Care Committee. It works to welcome new members to Grace. It works to help people feel they are part of this congregation. We're always looking for volunteers there. And attached to that, you can see we're looking for folks who, when we have a funeral, and we were so fortunate at Grace, this year we have not had a single funeral held at the church all year. We've only had one member die all year, which is wonderful. But when the time does come, we're always looking for folks who can help out a family in grief by baking some items that they can use at a funeral meal. That's important. Multimedia, oops, I missed the cookies by one. Sorry about that. Multimedia and publicity. That is real part. That's a big need we have, folks, okay? Our screen. We've had this screen now for 15 years. Many of you cannot remember a time when we did not have the screen. And we have our multimedia room where wonderful people, we've got Smith back there today, Dad and the kids, helping out, who go back there, and they run the PowerPoint system. We need people to do this. A lot of our young people who've been doing this have graduated and gone off to college or will be. We have a big need, especially at 8 o'clock. At 8 o'clock, people who can work in the multimedia room. And I will remind you, it is not rocket science. Even Pastor Paul knows how to turn on the system and run it. If you would like to be trained on how to do this, especially high schoolers, we'd be happy to do it. You're very comfortable with computers and those technologies. Let us know. We'd be very happy to work with you on that. We have an outreach ministry here at Grace where we reach outside of the walls of Grace to serve others. We have our ongoing relationship with All People's Church in Milwaukee. They are in the process of calling a new pastor, and we look forward to working with them in new ways. They are revitalizing their Wednesday night Alive program they used to have where we would send volunteers down to prepare a meal and do some tutoring with kids from the community. They're starting that back up. We want to get back involved in that as well. We're looking for volunteers there. Volunteers to work with the wonderful Circle of Empowerment, the group that works with Missionary Meg to change the lives of the people of Nicaragua, to work with the people of Nicaragua to improve their lives. In our house, we are so thrilled. Our daughter, Samantha, she went on the mission trip to Nicaragua back in February, and she's now a member of the board of directors of the Circle of Empowerment. We're thrilled that she has found her place to serve in the church. And another big place where we need help, we need volunteers, is the Family Promise program. Again, Family Promise is a program, Grace is one of 14 churches in Ozaukee County, to house homeless families during the year because Ozaukee County does not have a permanent homeless shelter. And so 4 weeks a year, we open our church to those who are homeless, who come and stay with us. And we have a big need of volunteers because a lot of the folks who have been working with Family Promise, a couple have moved away, others are stepping down to other ministries. So we have need of people who can help there. People who can help by making the meals that we serve to our guests who are here during the week. We have a need of those who are willing to be hosts who stay overnight during the week with our guests. I've had two church sleepovers in the last month, okay? It's a thrill to sleep overnight at church. I sleep on the floor of my office, but if you're a volunteer, you get a cot, which is really nice. We encourage you. There's a little training involved, but it is a great and an important ministry. And we have needs for others to get involved, such as setting up and taking down and doing other things. That is a real need we have in our congregations. I encourage you to think about getting involved there. Small groups. All the wonderful small groups we have at Grace for either Bible study, for personal development, or for social activities. Think about how you can get involved with one of those. It's for your benefit and the benefit of your brothers and sisters. And one last important thing, Thrivent Action Teams. Now, you maybe don't even know what this is, but if you are a Thrivent financial member, if you have a policy with Thrivent, you have the opportunity to apply for a $250 grant that can be used for a ministry in the church. Thrivent's motto is live generously, and here's a wonderful opportunity for those of us who are Thrivent members. I'm one of them. My wife is going to become a Thrivent member, to do these kind of things. You don't have to even come up with the project. You don't have to run the project. You just have to write the grant, and we'll be very happy when we have a need to say, we need someone who can write a grant for us. And if you can do that, it would be wonderful. It would help us. Chris Beloyne, who's a member of our church, he's our Thrivent representative. He's got all kinds of information he'd love to share with you. It is a great way to help the church, help others. And again, every Thrivent member is eligible to do two different $250 Thrivent action plans during the year. What we do here to serve the church is more than just a job. It's more than just getting things done. We need to remember this wonderful verse from Exodus. It is such a powerful verse that God needs hearts that are stirred up and God needs spirits that are willing to serve him. 3,300 years after these words were first spoken, things have not changed. And we can serve in a church where someone says, fine, I guess I'll do it if no one else will do it, which is just oozing with the love of Jesus Christ, isn't it? Or we can be a church where people say, here I am, Lord, send me. And a church where we say, let's work and do this together. This counts for little things and big things. When we serve the Lord, whatever we do, even if it's something no one else sees, it is important work for the gospel. So let's remember Bezalel and Oholiab. God used these two men to serve his people, and God used these two men to help others to learn to serve his people. God fills us with hearts that are willing and spirits that are stirred as well. So, remember the words of Jesus in today's gospel. Who's his family? Whoever does his Father's pleasure or will. And using our time and talents, it may seem like something really small and ordinary, but it is an important way that we do our Father's will. So I invite you today to share your time and talents. I invite you today to take your step and maybe do more this year, to work together. Because when we work together, we do this for our church. We make our church a better place. We make our church a more inviting and welcoming place. We make our church a more exciting place. We make our church a safer place. We make our church a place where God is honored and praised, and we make our church a place where we all grow in faith. When we do this, we build up the body of Christ. So I invite you now, Aaron's going to play some music, to take a few minutes and to fill out your time and talents. Children, Sunday school children, you should have your own time and talent sheet to fill out, because our young people can serve the Lord as well. If you need pencils, the ushers are coming around. And when you have finished your time and talent sheet, I invite you to come, because this is part of our offering, to place your offering of your time and talents in the baskets that are on the altar. So thank you for all you do to serve our Lord. May we take a step up and do even more things to serve our Lord in the coming year.